Folks, we are living through the zombie apocalypse right now. It's here now. Zombieland is all around you. I'm going to give you some examples here today. So, of course, you have, well, the zombie news consumers. And what do they tune into? You know, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, just zombie news. Just believe whatever you're told. Don't ask any questions. Don't, you know, dissent against the mainstream narrative. It's just zombie cognition. And then there are, of course, the vaccine zombies, which I did a whole song about called Vaccine Zombies, like a decade ago, I think it was. And it has become popular yet again. People can't believe that the lyrics that I wrote in that song a decade ago have all come true. They've all come true. So vaccine zombies are people who just line up to take the vaccines, just mindlessly, thoughtlessly, just whatever, man, just stick it in me. And there's a whole bunch of people like that. There are billions of people like that, vaccine zombies. There are food zombies, of course, people who eat whatever junk food is advertised on TV. Yeah, yeah, breakfast cereal, you know, fortified with essential vitamins and minerals, and then entire bomb loads of sugar. There's processed, refined carbohydrates and hydrogenated oils and GMOs and all this garbage. You know, and they think they're eating healthy, too, by the way, a lot of these people. No. They are food zombies. And then here's a surprising one. There are also church zombies. Yeah. People who go through the motions of pretending to be a Christian, pretending to go to church, you know, pretending to be a person of God, but they're just faking it. They're just simulating it. They're singing the songs, you know, hallelujah. And they're reciting some scripture and they're showing up. They have good attendance. But in their own lives, they don't honor God. They don't honor the truth. They go along with the lies because they are, well, church zombies or Christian zombies who don't want to talk about the book of Revelation, don't want to talk about God being angry with anyone. God can't be angry, of course. No, that would be bad. Can't even talk about that. So, you know, God will always forgive you no matter what you do. So, you know, go ahead with the child grooming drag queen story hour, waving genitals in children's faces and all that garbage. That's the kind of nonsense that we get from the church zombies. And then in addition to that, there are also, of course, tech zombies or Borg zombies, you might say. These are people who want to be hyper-connected to everything. I want to be embedded. I want to be implanted. I want to be connected. I want to be monitored. I want to have the Internet of Things in my body, outside my body. I want to wear them. I want to have them in my house. I want to become one. You know, these people. Like, they think every form of being connected is awesome. They have, like, Amazon video cameras that spy on them in their own bedrooms, you know, to give them wardrobe suggestions. And they've got the Ring doorbells, and they've got the Nest thermostats in their homes. It's like, it's awesome when everything's spying on me. And they've got Alexa listening to all their conversations. Alexa's awesome. Yeah, it's uploading everything you say to CIA servers, of course. At Amazon.com, don't you know? Come on, folks. These are tech zombies. There's a whole bunch of those people. A lot of those people, they can't wait for central bank digital currencies. They're like, I can't wait for the mark of the beast. I want to be, you know, implanted with microchips in my palm so I don't have to carry credit cards. I can just scan. Yeah, all kinds of zombies out there. Now, the characteristics that all these zombies share, of course, is number one, mass obedience. Mass obedience to false authority. And the second characteristic is that they believe false authority. They don't believe reality. They don't believe alternative media, which is usually correct about everything. They believe in false authority. So, well, the CDC said so. Must be okay. They think vaccines are safe and effective. So they got multiple shots and they can't wait to get more jabs. These are the people who are still wearing masks. Sometimes even alone in their own cars. It's like, I might infect myself wearing a mask. But the reason why all this matters, by the way, is that the survival rate of these people, all these different types of zombies, and you can probably think of other types of zombies as well, their survival rate approaches zero when things go bad. And things are going bad. Look at food scarcity getting worse. Look at energy scarcity, food inflation, you know, the devaluation of the dollar. Look at how things are becoming unaffordable, including housing and scarcity affecting automobiles and all these areas and massive layoffs underway, mass unemployment. People can't afford to eat, can't afford to feed their children. So Stacey Abrams comes along and she's like, here's how you fight food inflation. You just murder your babies. You know, she's like, abortion is the best way to fight inflation. Okay, well, that's Stacey Abrams' take on things. I wonder how many babies she murdered in her own life, because I don't think she has children. She probably killed them all. So how's that working for her? Of course, she's one of the zombies out there just doing what she's told, you know, ordered to do this and that and ordered to say these things. And that's the other type of zombie, is the parrot zombie, just parroting whatever they heard on the news or whatever they're told to say. You know, oh, global warming's going to destroy the planet. Okay, you're just a zombie. Climate zombie, I guess, in this case. Do you even know anything about atmospheric chemistry? Do you know the role of carbon dioxide? Do you know about photosynthesis? Do you know how crops grow? Do you know why sunlight is important? No, just global warming's bad. That's it. That's all they know. Parrot zombies. You know, you realize most of humanity is not really there. It's not like the individual soul that should define being human. It's just not present. The lights aren't on and no one's home in a lot of these people. So anyway, these people are not going to survive and things are going bad. Things are getting far worse. We are on the verge, according to many experts that I have interviewed. You know, I do, what, like 5 to 10 interviews a week. According to the experts, we're on the verge of a major market crash and historic collapse of stock valuations that's going to just crater people's, you know, illusionary assets. They think they've got money, but it isn't. It's not real. They failed to buy gold and silver, and so they're just going to crater, going to lose everything they ever worked for, sadly. And then they're going to freak out, and there'll be, you know, riots in the streets and so on. A lot of people will starve. A lot of people will freeze. People will die from violence. And this is not just America. This is Europe as well. You know, the protests have already begun in France, and they're going to get far worse in Germany and Poland and the United Kingdom and other places. Over this coming winter, by the way, it's not going to be a pretty picture, not by a long shot. So these people who are the oblivious zombie masses, they are going to remove themselves from planet Earth. You know, vaccine suicide, destitution, homelessness, violence, all the things I talked about. And of course, whatever bioweapon is created by the establishment, they want to be injected with it. It's like, please, more bioweapons, because the ones that you injected me with so far haven't yet killed me, so please, more. That's basically what they're screaming out, their souls anyway. And so don't worry, the establishment will create more bioweapons. Hey, Boston University has been coming up with some recently with an 80% fatality rate. What else are they cooking up there in the Fauci freezers with, you know, taxpayer funding, even though it's a felony crime to engage in gain-of-function research using NIAID money, but they do it anyway. What are you going to do? They say, it's like, oh, you're going to stop us? Nope, of course not, because it's all by design. So imagine what's going to happen when that virus gets out, if it does, in Boston. You're going to have all these Bostonites, these Boston liberals, that are like, why is everybody dying? Because you built a bioweapon and then you released it in your high population density city and none of you were prepared and you don't believe in vitamin D or the immune system. You're waiting around for another bioweapon injection, so-called vaccine, and you're dying from the new pandemic that has been unleashed on you. That's why you're dying. Not that the explanation even matters because, well, they're dead at that point. It's like talking to corpses, you know, conversations with corpses. That doesn't get you anything. And some of them are about to become corpses. And even as they're alive, the conversations are pretty much just like conversations with corpses. It's like, I feel like I'm talking to dead people, you know, instead of I see dead people. It's like I'm conversing with them. You know, somehow they still have a heartbeat, but they're dead inside. Those are the zombies. That's what I'm telling you. That's why they're called undead. And you probably encountered some zombies where you give them information or facts or whatever. You're like, hey, have you seen these patents about the nanotechnology that's in the vaccines? These are Moderna's own patents that talk about this nanotech. And they're like, no, it couldn't be true. If it were true, I would have heard about it. It's on Moderna's website. You know, Karen Kingston, has been laying out all the evidence. She's quite a hound for data and patent evidence, by the way. She knows what she's doing. So she's exposing all these patents on Moderna's own website, and people don't even believe it. No, it couldn't be true. Well, what, you think Moderna is putting, like, fake patents on their own website? Like, why would they do that? That makes no sense. No, folks, it's real. But the zombies will never get it. So the key message in this podcast, by the way, is, of course, not only don't be a zombie. Obviously, you're not a zombie if you're listening to this. You're pretty well informed. But watch out for the zombies, because the zombies, you know, just like in science fiction, the zombies try to take down the living because they don't like the smell of actual working blood, you know, like people who are alive, people who have a functioning cardiovascular system without spike proteins all infested in it, you know. So the zombies seek people out and try to take them down. And that's likely what's going to happen as the system unravels. So keep that in mind, folks. And check out my song, Vaccine Zombie. I think it's still up at vaccinezombie.com. Or if not, you can find it on Brighteon. Yeah, just go to brighteon.com and search for Vaccine Zombie. It's a music video from a decade ago. And it's right on target. Everything in that song came true. It's just incredible. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. The anti-zombie solution for humanity. Yeah. We teach people, not zombies. How about that? Thanks for listening. Take care.